How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
Get ready for your unofficial dental hygiene podcast. These are the tales of two hygienists, one East Coast RDH and one West Coast Guygenist. Listen as they tackle the profession of dental hygiene with humor and enthusiasm. Now, please join Michelle Strange and Andrew Johnston as they tell you a tale of two hygienists. Hey, everybody, and welcome to a bonus episode of A Tale of Two Hygienists. We are excited to bring to you just a quick little one, and we want to give you some info about the things that are coming up with us, because this week we are heading to Australia, down under.
I was going to try and do like Australia with you, like Australia, but then I knew that we would never be able to.
It would have been a mess. But
yeah, but we're going to be there. And Michelle's going to come back with an accent that is not going to be Australian. It's going to be something else that no one's going to understand. And it'll be fun.
We're going to go see the koalas. A mixture of my Southern Australian accent. Lord help your ears.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I hope that people over there are going to be able to understand her. As much as we'll be able to understand.
Whatever. They'll probably understand me better than you.
We'll see. Okay. But yeah, so we have that coming up. It's going to be fantastic. So it's International Federation of Dental Hygienists Symposium. And we will have some more content coming in the later months coming from that. We will get to see a bunch of our friends on the international stage. So that's going to be really fun too. And then after that, we have, what is it? ADA? Is that what's coming
ADA.
Up next?
ADA.
So if you guys are going to be at the conference down in San Francisco, let us know.
And it's going to be a big one too, because it's the international FDI. It's CDA North, which is California Dental Association North, and ADA. It's like a trifecta thing happening. So it will be a big one. It's going to be exciting, and we'll be there. And then after that, what are we doing? Anything?
What don't we have? Well, I think Michelle backed out of Toronto, but Danielle and I will be in Toronto in September.
I'm like, I backed out like, oh, I just don't want to socialize with you. It's like,
she
I have
said
a job.
Something like not liking the guests and the people that are on the show and all of our friends that are living in Toronto. And then we have Dentsply Sirona in October, and that's going to be
in
Vegas.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And so we have a lot of things coming up over the next several months. So stay tuned to all the places that we're going to be at. And if you guys want to be on the show, we've created a lot of opportunities, actually, Michelle, for people to be on the show at the shows.
Yeah. So reach out to us. We really do appreciate your interaction on social media networks. You can definitely direct message us on Instagram, on Facebook. We are on LinkedIn. If anyone has not yet to find us there, we are there. And you can also email us at either ataleoftwohygienists@gmail.com, or you can do me or Andrew. So that would be Michelle at ataleoftwohygienists.com or Andrew at ataleoftwohygienists.com. And I think that's all the things, right?
Yeah. So enjoy this bonus episode with Kara and Ben from Today's RDH and listen to their exciting news.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah?
It's time for the interview.
Oh, but I had something else to say.
We need to let the experts talk now.
Fine.
Welcome, everybody, to a special bonus episode of A Tale of Two Hygienists. My name's Andrew.
This is Michelle.
And we are at RDH Under One Roof doing this.
Doing the podcast thing.
Doing the podcasting. It's been a good show so far. So we have with us today some special guests.
We have Kara returning, Kara RDH, Kara Bobrovsky. We have Ben Busby, who is going to make his
industry debut.
Woo-hoo. So, Ben, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Ben Busby. I am kind of the guy that's been behind the scenes of the whole Kara RDH growth, and I'm a co-founder of Today's RDH, along with Kara and our third co-founder, Michael O'Donnell. And I'm the one who handles the executions of all our campaigns, keeps things kind of running behind the scenes.
And we like him. He's a good guy.
Well, thank you.
He's all right. No problem.
Yeah. He's all right.
I'm all right.
So we want to have you guys on today because we really want to talk about Today's RDH. So the last bit that our audience has heard is, hey, by the way, this is starting. Today's RDH is starting. It's a new digital publication. It's exploded. It's taken the industry by storm.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit more about that? I mean, maybe some like the before the launch, all the things that have happened, and then where you guys have come in this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. So yeah, Today's RDH. We launched January 2018, and it's very scary, but we started in about November, I believe. We put a call out for writers, not really telling them too much. Just, hey, I'm maybe doing something here. Do you want to be a writer? Within 24 hours, had over 500 people want to submit articles, and so we actually had to like pull the posts and all that. So we're like, okay, this is good. And then ever since then, it's really growing. We just recently we've added Mark Hartley as an editor. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have missed him, and we love him dearly. He is a fine man, and so I'm excited about that. And so we've just been growing and doing our thing, and yeah.
So when you first started, so like, what was the idea of what you wanted to create?
I guess a little backstory. I was actually a monthly columnist for RDH Mag. It was about 14 months or whatnot. So where I worked with Mark before, it was great. And then I always kind of say I got poached by Dental Products Report, Modern Hygienist, worked with them for about 2 years. There were just some things that, you know, just regular publications, and I'm not trying to discredit anybody. These are great. I had great experiences. There were a lot of feedback from hygienists of things that they wanted. You know, they wanted content released every day. They wanted certain subjects being hit. They wanted, you know, fresh voices, or they wanted this, or they wanted that. And so it was like, okay, I think I can do this. I with help with Ben and then third partner, Michael. And so we were just like, well, let's do this ourselves. And with the audience being our number one focus. And that's just what we did. And we still listen to him today.
Tell us more about Michael.
Oh, Michael's great. He, we actually met him at DPR.
Yeah, he was their sales director.
Yeah, and he really got us, and he got the, and I hate saying this about myself, but like the Kara RDH brand, my hands are in quotes right now. And so that was, we were like, okay, we really hit it off. And so when we started throwing this idea around of let's do it ourselves, we're like, well, we're going to need somebody else because there's certain roles to fill. And he was our first thought, and on board. He was on board. And so he's our third
leg of the stool.
There we go. There we go. I'm trying to think of the word. Yeah. So that's Michael. He's great. He has like 25 plus years in the industry. He's incredible.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. He is.
He's
really
very approachable. Is. Yeah. I like him a lot. Has anything evolved or changed from your initial concept of what you were trying to create? And then now we're a year and a half ish later. Has things changed? Have things evolved for you?
Things are always evolving. There's always new doors opening and new partners to work with and new things that we do, like, oh, let's do more videos and let's, you know, but the main thing has always been for hygienists by hygienists. That is kind of our tagline. And like, and I'm much of a stickler to stick with that. So that really our focus there hasn't changed. But the things that we are doing and offer more video, more articles, more this, more that, that always continues to grow. We do have something up our sleeve. Sorry, I just gave a teaser. That's so rude.
What have been some projects that you've actually really enjoyed that maybe you didn't think that you're going to?
Working with the writers has been the most wonderful thing. Watching these people who are like, well, I want to write, but I've never done it before. And I'm like, well, if you want to write, you got to write. Mm-hmm. And so they have. And they have grown. I mean, just watching them grow has been, it's like, some of them are older than me, so I can't really say, oh, it's like a child or a mother watching their child. But it's like, I'm so proud. So proud. I can't even put it into words. It's just, that has been heartwarming and just a beautiful thing to see.
Part of it too is being the analytics guy behind the scenes. You know, Carrie, although she's always posted articles and was a writer, as she mentioned, for RDH Magazine, Dental Products Report, she was known primarily, the stuff that went viral was all the memes, comics, e-cards, things like that. So really making that transition to go pretty much all educational content away from, as Carrie used to call them, the funnies. It was a little nerve-wracking at first because it's like you have this big audience and you don't really know, are they only in it for this one reason? Do they not care about that? And a lot of, you know, the public stats of posts that'll get like 5,000 likes on them or whatever. Mm-hmm. You start doing that over and over and over and you kind of have this feeling of you always want to top it. You always want to do better, better, better. But the reality is there's only so many hygienists out there. So it's like the engagement isn't unlimited. It's not going to, you know, the audience is not millions and millions of people. It's 200,000 really at max. Mm-hmm. And so seeing that the engagement, even though the public stats don't show it, people don't like articles as much, they're engaging in it by actually clicking on it and reading the articles and seeing that there hasn't been a drop off in audience there has been, that was good. I mean, to be honest, I was a little nervous about that. I was kind of like, that's a big change. They're a brand developed that, you know, planned or unplanned kind of around.
We did a 180.
Yeah. Funnies. Yeah. We, you know, took a hard right and it worked out well. So,
and that is thankful to our, again, wonderful writers. Without them, what would we be? Mm-hmm. You know, same thing about the audience. Without the audience, who would I be? And so I'm so thankful to that everyone who has touched this, you know. I'm thankful for you guys, you know. I'm just very, I don't want to say lucky, but I'm very, I guess, blessed would be the word, if you want to use that word.
Hashtag blessed.
So,
have you noticed, and maybe Ben, this might be for you too, analytics-wise or engagement-wise or whatever, has there been a particular thing that you're doing that drives more engagement, whether it's videos or the articles or shorter stories, or what have you guys noticed that the hygienist is loving?
I mean, there's still those viral, I call them listicles, 5 reasons why, 5 things, you know, those always do really well. People are curious what's going to be in those lists. So those do well. The videos do well, specifically product launches. Those are really popular because hygienists, I found, as not being a hygienist myself, they're a very curious bunch, and like, and that's a really good thing. They want to know about the latest protocol, the latest products, the latest and greatest things out there. So when we've been able to introduce products, that I always really enjoy because people love it.
Yeah, not everyone can attend a conference, you know, and so it's kind of nice to, and I don't want to say it's like making it a remote conference. It's totally not. It's just a video, but it's still, it's like, oh, this did come out. And, you know, it is the beauty of social media and the internet. I mean, of course, there's a bunch of downfalls, but yeah, not everyone can attend a conference where these things are released or new things happen. And so it's nice to be able to get that word out. It just, it's a really, I feel it's really important.
One of the things I think I like most about what you guys are doing is that collaboration. I you said 180 from fun to, you know, education, but I feel like doing things like you have these quizzes on like products or disinfection
or those. You know,
that is genius. I don't know if you know like how engaging that is for like me, as I would say I'm a regular hygienist. Like, how did you come up with that?
I will actually give credit to Michael on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we were in a meeting and we were just kind of like talking, spitballing things. And he said that and I was like, let me see if I can like code that into the website and make that work, and found a way to do it. And it was just like, oh, and then the first one that we posted, I mean, when we launched, it was our most popular thing, and our most popular thing also being a sponsored thing was interesting because sometimes sponsored stuff has a little less engagement than non-sponsored stuff. So that was like, oh, we may have a hit here. And the reaction has been very, very positive for that.
Yeah. So every month we've done it since the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, every month we release a new quiz. I totally... Forgot about that. But yeah, those are really popular.
I enjoy them the most.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Good to know. Yeah. Good feedback. I love feedback.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is an audio podcast. It's something that we've been familiar with for a couple of years, I guess.
These are like the OGs out here.
Yeah.
The
OGs.
And we love having like new podcasts on here to, you know, let our audience meander. And the thing I like about yours is it's very similar to ours in that it's educational. Like, it's really, really good. But it is a little bit different. So maybe you guys can explain what it looks like and or sounds like.
Yeah. So for right now, we just actually launched it. And I don't know when this podcast is going to go up, but
tomorrow.
Okay. Is it seriously?
Maybe Monday.
Maybe. But oh, okay. Awesome. Good. Yeah. We just released it 2 weeks ago. And so right now we started it is like articles on tape. And so just quick, just 7 to 10 minutes, and we're doing Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. That's what we're doing now. And we're going to add to that. We're going to try and get to 5 days a week. And we're going to, what our thoughts are, and, you know, because we're still working through this, and we're trying to stay in our own lane when it comes to podcasts, is then I also want to do interviews with the authors about, like, why did they write this article? Here are the key points. Here are the, take a deeper dive is what Ben says. And there's that, and we're going to be, like I said, stripping the audio from the Emily interviews. There are some other things that are also going to be added. We're still working through those. But, yeah, it just kind of just something that not everyone else is doing because, again, you guys are really good, and we do not want to try and take your place. There's room for all of us. Yeah.
I was gonna say, it's not even about that. We appreciate you thinking about that, but it's not even about that.
There's room for all of us. And so, we just took like, okay, well, here's what we have. And so let's just change it. Because some people like videos. Some people like to read. Some people need to hear things. Some people need to see it. So it's like all this different way that, you know, maybe it took someone hearing something to get it to stick so then they can change their protocol and help their patients. That's what it really comes down to.
And yeah, we have new articles released every day. So that's a lot of content that's being produced, you know, every month. And so we have all this content and it's like, what's another form where people can consume that content? And as you guys obviously know, audio is a very big thing, only getting bigger. I think that once people start listening to podcasts, they realize like the benefits. It's a secondary thing. People can do that when they're driving, when they're working out, when they're doing whatever, folding laundry, you know, whatever. So it's, I think there's a lot of growth in it. And I think you guys have like completely paved the way. Like, I think it's really cool. No, you have, Andrew.
Yes,
he always
gets
all modest and blushing, and Michelle too. But you guys really have.
These little blushing faces over here. It's totally
so
true.
Uncomfortable.
Stop it. It's totally true.
It's true because I think we're seeing a shift in the industry where we have like today's RDH has really, you know, in terms of like a digital publication, from everything we're hearing from our partners and stuff, you know, we're the most read publication that's out there. And to have that happen so quickly and have this business form around it is amazing. And to see, you know, you guys have people on staff now, you guys have like a full-fledged business going. Like, it's amazing because I remember when it's like you guys first started, you're like, let's just interview some people and do this. And to see that like hygienists and people in the industry are able to like take that and have audiences that are as big and bigger than what has traditionally been, you know, the media ecosystem within this industry is amazing. I think it's cool to have the power in the hands of the actual people who are practicing, who are, you know,
the actual hygienists.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes more sense. People want to, you know, here I am talking as a non-hygienist, but people want to hear from the hygienists, you know, companies want to work with hygienists. Mm-hmm. And so this whole, the way technology has allowed kind of even the playing field where the barriers to entry of starting are not super high. And in my opinion, the cream rises to the top and you guys are proof of that. And so it's,
they are the cream.
Shoot. Well, we couldn't have done it with a lot. You guys helped us a lot too. A lot of advice from you, Ben, all the business advice that you guys helped us with and Care of Course content.
I was going to say literally like our neighbor.
Yeah.
Not literally, I guess not next door.
Figuratively in the same
pretty
city.
Pretty darn close.
Very close.
Seven and a half minutes away.
And then Michelle, you're so far away.
I tried to get her to move over. Think about
it. I was
going to
say, there was a house for sale next to us. Well,
I am kind of homeless at the moment. So.
Oh, man. And it just sold. The last house in our neighborhood just sold.
Dang it.
Darn.
That was your one opportunity.
It's just not hot enough up there for me.
Ugh.
I need the
pish posh.
I've been trying to get her there, honestly, because I feel like one of my biggest dreams, of course, is that we're already there. Bring in like four or five more people and we can all just like work together and collaborate.
Well, Brittany and I are in Charleston, so.
But there's 3 versus 2. I don't know. I'm just saying majority rules. Where can they find the podcast?
All the major podcasting apps on todaysrdh.com. There's a tab for podcasts, but Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. Yeah, all the major ones. It's there. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Maybe more coming in the future. Maybe less if we get lazy. I don't see that happening anytime soon. So, yeah.
And then, Kara, of course, people are going to have questions for you on a variety of topics. Where can they reach you and how can they contact you?
There is a contact form right on Today's RDH, and they go straight to my email. And there's one also, there's a submissions form if you want to be a writer or talk about being a writer or what that would entail. And then there's also just a regular contact form. Either one works. My email is kara@todaysrdh.com. Feel free to email. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for being here.
Jinx.
You're the best.
Thank you. You're the best.
The best.